Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Let's Go to the Potty. A Potty Training Book for Toddlers by Allison Jandu is a toddler board book focused on one of early childhood's most practical milestones, learning to use the potty. Positioned in the potty training and parenting category, it is designed for children who are beginning to transition from diapers and for adults who want a simple, non-intimidating way to introduce the routine. The book uses playful illustrations, short rhymes, and a gentle tone to make the experience feel familiar rather than stressful. Its purpose is not to present a complex training system, but to support readiness, communication, and repetition in a format young children can absorb. Because it is aimed at toddlers, the content is direct and visually oriented, with an emphasis on helping children recognize the potty as part of normal daily life. The author's background as a potty training consultant also shapes the book's practical, supportive approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a board book built for the earliest stage of potty learning. The book is structured as a toddler board book, which matters because format is central to how young children learn. Board books are durable, short, and visually simple, making them better suited to repetitive reading and hands-on handling than longer picture books. That physical design matches the subject matter. Potty training is not an abstract lesson, but a routine that toddlers need to revisit many times before it feels familiar. The book, therefore, functions less like a narrative and more like an early learning aid. It gives caregivers a tool they can read before, during, or after potty attempts without overwhelming the child. This is important because toddlers often respond best to brief, repeated exposure rather than explanation-heavy instruction. The format also helps anchor the potty as a normal part of daily life, which reduces the emotional distance that can make the transition feel intimidating. In that sense, the book is not just about content, but about how content is delivered to very young readers. Secondly, gentle encouragement instead of pressure-based training. A defining feature of the book is its supportive tone. Rather than framing potty training as a discipline problem or a race towards success, it presents the process as a developmental milestone that benefits from calm repetition and reassurance. This is a meaningful distinction in the potty training genre, where some books rely heavily on instruction or command-like language. The emphasis is on helping toddlers feel safe enough to participate. That matters because resistance during potty training often comes from uncertainty, not defiance. A gentle book can lower that resistance by making the topic approachable and emotionally neutral. For parents and caregivers, the value is practical. A non-pressuring message can reduce conflict and create a more workable routine. The book does not promise quick results. Instead, it supports steady familiarity, which is usually more realistic for toddlers. Its tone reflects a broader understanding that readiness varies by child, and that encouragement is often more effective than insistence in early toilet learning. Thirdly, rhyming language helps toddlers connect words with bodily routines. The inclusion of a short rhyming potty song is one of the book's most useful devices. Rhyming text is especially effective for toddlers because it supports memory, prediction, and verbal participation. In potty training, that matters because children are not only learning a physical habit, they are also learning vocabulary for a bodily process that can otherwise feel confusing or private. A simple song gives the child a repeatable phrase for the routine and helps reinforce the connection between feeling the need to go and telling an adult. That communication step is critical, since many toddlers cannot yet explain their bodily signals clearly. The rhyme also adds playfulness, which can reduce tension around the subject. By turning part of the potty routine into a song, the book makes language a bridge between physical awareness and action. This is more than entertainment. It supports recall, gives caregivers a consistent script, and helps toddlers rehearse the process in a low-stakes way before they need to use it independently. Fourthly, playful pictures translate an unfamiliar routine into something recognizable. The book's playful pictures are not decorative extras, they are a core educational feature. For toddlers, visual cues often carry more immediate meaning than abstract explanation. Potty training can be difficult because the process involves invisible internal signals and a new sequence of behaviors. Illustrations help make that sequence legible. They show what the potty looks like, what a child might do, and how the routine fits into everyday life. This can reduce uncertainty, especially for children who are more responsive to images than extended verbal instruction. The visual approach also helps caregivers point to specific actions and repeat language consistently. In that way, the pictures support both understanding and communication. Another benefit is normalization. When toddlers see the potty presented in a friendly, familiar style, the object becomes less strange and less clinical. The book uses imagery to turn a potentially stressful milestone into a recognizable routine, which is exactly the kind of transition many young children need. Lastly, a practical tool for parents who want a low-stress starting point. The book is most useful when viewed as a parent-facing support tool rather than a standalone training manual. It does not replace the need to assess readiness, choose a routine, or respond to a child's pace, but it can make those tasks easier by creating a shared language around the potty. This is where Allison Janda's background is relevant. The book's approach reflects a consultant mindset that values readiness, encouragement, and child-centered pacing. Parents who want a book that opens the conversation without flooding the child with information are likely to find it useful. It fits well alongside other practical readiness-based guidance because it helps normalize the potty before training becomes active. That makes it a good choice for families who want to introduce the concept early or gently reinforce habits already underway. Compared with many potty books that lean on humor alone or on rigid instruction, this one offers a balanced middle ground warm enough to engage toddlers. Structured enough to be useful for adults. That combination is what gives it lasting value in its category. In conclusion, Let's Go to the Potty is best suited for parents, caregivers, and preschool educators who want a calm, age-appropriate way to introduce potty training to toddlers. It is especially practical for families in the early stages of the transition, when children are still learning the words, routines, and physical cues associated with using the toilet. The book can also help children who need repetition and visual reassurance before they are ready to participate independently. Its main benefit is not technical instruction, but emotional and developmental support. It makes the potty feel familiar, lowers pressure, and gives adults a simple shared script to use with young children. What makes it stand out in a crowded potty training category is its combination of gentle tone, rhyming language, and toddler-friendly board book format. Many similar books either rely on jokes or focus heavily on step-by-step advice. This one takes a narrower but useful approach, using images and short text to reinforce readiness and communication that makes it a strong supplemental tool rather than an all-in-one manual. What? For readers looking for a book that supports the process without overwhelming the child, it offers a realistic and well-targeted option. If you would like to support Allison Jandu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.